Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, my personal reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, May 15th, 2018, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince. Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, and some would say most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, minerals. I'm always humbled, honored, and appreciative of those who do take the time in the middle of your day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time to join me here for the Power Lunch. Revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. We don't have a lot of time within this 45 minutes that we're allotted to do the show. So do press the number one on your telephone keypad when you're ready with your question, comment, or request. And please be mindful, I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. A blessing if we can just see beyond the veils. And I talk a lot here on this show, in the 10 years that I've been doing this show, about the veils, the multi-dimensional spaces for which we have our reality, which we have our being. For some of my new listeners, you may not have heard this science before. Einstein established that in order for us to have this quote-unquote reality, real eyes, that this reality is a intermingling of 11 or more dimensional spaces, multi-dimensional, intra-dimensional spaces. Time just holds one, but all of our thoughts, our visions, our dreams, our projections, our understanding, our ideas already exist somewhere within the realm, these many mansions of multidimensional spaces. And so in each and every day, in each and every moment, we choose. We choose. I know that's hard for some to grasp and to understand. But in each moment, each day, each time, each space, we choose. All was created at the beginning of the universe, both light and darkness. Some say yin and yang. Consciousness is contingent upon will. And will has within it, within its very womb, choice. Choice is inherent to will. We are born God. We are born divine, all blessed. Understand me. It is all just an illusion, and we coexist within this multidimensional reality. And so we choose. We choose. We choose to respond. We choose how we respond. We choose what we demonstrate in any given moment in time space. So of all things, good and evil, for lack of better words, created in that moment of creation, that moment in time space when all things, according to all universal indigenous world religions, all things were sort of spat into existence. So too, light and darkness, good and evil, negative and positive, the proton and the neutron, the balance. And so it doesn't mean that we must embrace the negative, for indeed, as co-creators with the divine, we choose. We choose. We did not choose enslavement. We did not choose white supremacy. We did not choose abuse, abandonment, rape, molestation, murder, crimes of all sorts of imaginable, unspeakable sorts. We don't choose that. The perpetrators of those atrocities choose in that moment to negate their divine being, their divine essence. They have silenced their ability to hear and connect to that part of who they are, and so they choose darkness. And so we choose a response. We choose to fight. We choose to be revolutionaries. We choose to be activists. We choose to move things into position that reflect, that mirror back the essence in which we wish to have demonstrated in our reality and in the reality of those around us, family, friends, circle, community. To be self-motivated, one must be a self-mover. And let me teach you a quick act of magic here. Prosperity magic, healing magic, bringing that which we want into existence. So to be self-motivated, one must be a self-mover. What are you moving? What are you moving? And what are you making room for in your movement? Along with activity, motion, movement, I suggest a strong mantra, a strong affirmation, and one that speaks action, not what I wish to be, not what used to be, but what I am right now in this divine and infinite moment in time space. And then what do you feel? That spirit dimension that we co-create within, that allows us to speak a mantra, to speak affirmation, and then to move. Don't just say your affirmation. Don't just say I am without a movement, without an action, without an activity. Many of my students and godchildren and clients know that I'm a firm enforcer, believer of writing, taking notes, putting things down on paper. It is an action of movement as we affirm and reaffirm with our words and our energy that which we feel. Your affirmation should always be from a place of feeling. Feel, I am in this divine moment in time space. And we don't reinforce that which we don't want. We don't reinforce that which we don't need, that which is not beneficial to where we're moving to. Some people say, well, I'm not even sure where I'm moving to. I'm not even sure what the journey is and what the call is. And just be willing to withhold judgment in any moment in time space. Sometimes we're too quick to respond, too quick to react, too quick to overguesstimate what's really being said, what's really happening, what's really being revealed to us in any given moment. So be willing to withhold judgment. Be willing to count to 10. Be willing to receive. Be willing to hear. Sometimes the receiving comes through a gift, comes through a word, comes through an action, comes through a deed, comes through the witnessing of something. So by withholding your judgment of where the blessing is, what the blessing looks like, who should be carrying the blessing to us, withhold judgment. And then be willing, open your hands. That was one of the teachings of Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam when I was an active participant in that movement. That was one of the things that I appreciated that was different from what we had experienced in other religions. Church was the opening of your hands to receive, the looking upward to receive, to hear, to allow something to unfold, to be spoken, to be demonstrated before you that might hold the key to your clarity, to your blessing, to your gift, that might hold that vital information that you need to know to then move you forward in any given endeavor. So be willing to withhold judgment. Be willing to receive. Be willing to hear. And in all things, acknowledge how you feel. I am because my divine creators are. I am because my exalted ancestors are. I am because I choose. I am feeling positive about my choices. I am feeling good in this present moment in time space, no matter what things look like. That is the illusion. That is the illusion. We can be beguiled by what we, because our perception of vision in this earthbound reality is an illusion. Even from a scientific, biological perspective, it's an illusion. when we're told that our physical eyes are seeing things in reverse, and our brain is then flipping that, our brain is also taking in bits of information, almost like a dotted line, if you will. And then our brains, our consciousness, is filling in what we think we should see there. That is why we can, you know, we see these poems, these scripts in social media that are, you know, the first letter and the last letter or the consonants might be all correct. But then on every other letter, every other pronunciation, every other punctuation. And then some of us are able to see that, and your consciousness, your brain, fills in what it assumes to be missing, and then we're able to translate that. Whereas others, it's just a bunch of jumbled up words and symbolism. So what we see, what we think we see, can often be and often is an illusion. We look at the beautiful woman, beautiful body, beautiful hair, beautiful smile, beautiful personality. We are not thinking about blood, cells, tissue, muscles, organs, biological entities that exist within our bodies that help to maintain function. All we're seeing is the illusion. All we're seeing is the shell. All we're seeing is the outside reflection. So we must move beyond response and judgment to what we see and allow ourselves to feel, to hear, to not only receive but perceive what's really being said to us, what's really being gifted to us, what's really being demonstrated for us in any given moment in time space, and then reinforce that which is in your best interest. Reinforce that which is within the balance of health and wellness and wholeness and joy and prosperity for yourselves, but also for those around you. As always, I always talk myself right up to the minute that I'm given to do this show, but I most certainly am always humbled and honored and appreciative by those who do join, support, listen, appreciate this show now in our 10th year, Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans, Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. Until next time, reminding you that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my grease suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou. When a black cat scratch at two. Under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. can't see my eyes, black sheets too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my gris suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Yeah. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black sheets too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our hosts, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our hosts. The colonizers came and pushed aside our hosts and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square. Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart, beat, heart, beat, heart, be at this place, at this place. Be heart, beat, be we beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together. Circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end. Connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa.
But no matter, no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades. Eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat. Square. Be Congo Square. Be Remember.